For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, the Bombers on the first play of the second quarter give it to Gage Hershberger, and he is going to be very close to a first down, a gain of Bernard Turner. Good grief, I'm surprised they didn't measure
it.
About
nine and seven eighths.
And that guy's lined up offside. No, on the other side. Number 25, defender, he's across the neutral zone, so they gave us one there.
I tell you what, I don't know how they didn't check to see if that was a first down. That ball was right on the 41, and that's where the marker is on the far side. So the offside penalty will nonetheless give the Bombers the first down. That's the second penalty of the night against the Raiders.
It's Denius Willis that was lined up offside.
Here's the ball kept by McKay on that read option. He's trying to get to the corner left side. He does. Oh, and he smacked at the 48-yard line and knocked backwards. He'll pick up about two on the play.
Juan Vadillo coming up from his corner slot to really lay a lick. You know, Mount Holmes changed up their offensive line. They've got new tackles in on both sides, and they're really trying to force the tempo here. They've gone to a little bit smaller of a lineup on the offensive line.
Second and eight as Mountain Home moves left to right here in the second quarter. The ball's given to Hershberger coming to the near side. Not a whole lot there. That was well played by Donius Willis, one of those inside linebackers that came up and knocks Hershberger down at the 49. A gain of, they'll give him three.
Donius, you said a little bit better than I did.
So third down and about five here for Mountain Home, a long five. McKay wants to pass, looks right, nothing there, rolls, now he's going to tuck it and run. He has the first down, out of bounds at about the 42, and the Bombers move the chains.
Takes it out of bounds at the 42-yard line.
Drop back, looking to pass, nothing was there. He took the easy 6-7 yards to get the first down.
Ran out at the 42-yard line, so a fresh set of downs for the Bombers now with 10:33 left in this opening half. Nettleton up 7-0. Trips to the left for Mountain Home. McKay hands it off to Hershberger, running to that left side, and he's going to cut it back in. He's got a nice run of about 8 yards on the play inside the 35 near the 34.
I really like the way we're picking up the pace.
Looks good. The Bombers now looking at a third and about two here from the 34 of Nettleton. McKay will keep it himself, running to the right side, has a first down inside the 30. He's into the clear. 10-5, touchdown Bombers. Bryce McKay from 34 yards out, and the Bombers are an extra point away from tying this one up.
Great job there, made a great cut, had a nice seal block over here, and then great job by Logan Walker, who's blocking out there from his wide receiver position. Once he cut back inside, he had that defender tied up. And there was nothing between Bryce and the end zone but green fake grass.
So the Bombers, well, they line up in the swinging gate. They see what Nettleton does defensively. Now they'll line up in a traditional formation to kick the extra point. Shaner in to attempt the extra point for Mountain Home, trying to tie it up here. And Nettleton jumps off sides.
Flag on the field.
We've had two extra point attempts and three penalties on extra point attempts in this first half.
Well, then they're not going to put this one down as the most cleanly played game in high school football history.
So the Bombers move a yard and a half closer. And Shaner will try the extra point from about the 8-yard line as opposed to the 10. There's some movement again. No flags. The extra point is good. 9:55 left in the opening half. We're knotted up at 7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Chad Beshears, your local Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. For all of your investment needs, call 870-425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Your first home is like this dream. The day you walk in, the sun seems to shine more brightly. The ceilings, they just seem taller. And you'll never fix that creaky floorboard because it sounds like comfort. What a hug would sound like if it made a sound. And that's when you realize you're home. Really, really home. Realize your dream with a home loan from Simmons Bank. Dreams realized. SimmonsBank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Boy, the kickoff is going to hit scales. He tries to pick it up, and then he fumbles it and falls on it at about the 17-yard line, and that's where the Raiders will start their next possession. Sonny, you were just asking me, that was a quick drive by the Bombers. You talked about how they picked up the tempo. That was a 2-minute, 26-second drive.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking, you know.
Seven plays, 80 yards.
Just quick versus slow. It might be what Nettleton wants to do is keep the ball away from Mountain Home's offense.
Scarlett on a play action, wants to pass, rolling to his right, being flushed out of the pocket. Adams grabs him from behind and sacks him back at the 10-yard line.
Great job by Moses just to run him down and make the tackle. Great sack. You know, we saw so many times last week where he was that close to making a sack or a big play on Harrison's quarterback, Cole Keelan. This time he was able to reel him in.
Second and 15.
So a loss of about six back to the 11-yard line. It's second and 16 here for the Raiders. With 9:20 left in this opening half, we're knotted up at seven. Scarlett to pass. They set up the screen to Pugh. He's hit immediately. Well played by the Bomber defense. Very little gain, if any. It may even be a loss on the play.
Is that Gage Lindsey that sniffed it out? Some defender was over there. I think that was Boje, actually, from his linebacker spot. He was waiting on him when he caught the football.
So third down and 16 here for the Raiders from their own 11-yard line. 9:10 left in this opening half. Scarlett back to pass. Now being pressured. A flag on the play. The pass is caught at the 25, which is short of the line to gain, but where the flag was thrown, you would think it's holding.
And the preliminary indication was from the white hat was a hold.
So that'll bring that one back.
Only unfortunate thing, you're not going to get a whole lot of yards because that's going to be half the distance to the goal from the spot of the hold.
Which happened at the 6. So that's going to move the ball back to the 3. One of those common 8-yard penalties.
Oh, yeah, those are just hanging around every day.
So that is 3 penalties for 18 yards now against the
little defensive switch in the secondary.
Ball spotted on the 3-yard line.
Ball's at the 3. They have to get to the 27.
Bryce McKay coming in to play a little deep free safety here for the Bombers. That's something that we've heard about a little bit in practice.
Scarlett
draw.
On the draw on 3rd and 24. He is going to be tripped up at the 11, knocked down at about the 14, and the Raiders will be forced to punt.
Brought down by Mason Walker.
That was Mason Walker, the sophomore in on the stop that time for the Raiders.
Gave him a little bit of yards, but didn't let him get loose, and that's key.
They'll mark it about the 13. He goes for a 10-yard pickup, so 4th and about 14 here for the Raiders.
Back upon number 52, Justin Livingston.
It's Brody Patterson back deep for Mountain Home. Justin Livingston, the senior, is the punter for the Raiders. Good snap, good pressure. He gets the kick away. It's going to bounce at the 45. Patterson let it roll. And it's going to go all the way inside the 25 to the 24-yard line.
One heck of a punt.
That was, wasn't it?
If I'm not mistaken, I believe I heard that he's the goalie on the soccer team. And those goalies make really good punters.
If I do the math right, that's a 63-yard punt. So the Raiders will, I should say the Bombers, will start this drive at their own 24-yard line. Knotted up at 7. Ball is faked. The pass is going to be complete to Mojica at the 50. Up the right sideline at the 40. One man to beat. He's going to be knocked out of bounds inside the 30. Mojica wide open at the 50-yard line. McKay finds him in a big game for the Bombers.
Great job, and we are going to go NASCAR. Coach Ackland's got that hand rolling. He wants to see a play as quick as we can set up and run it.
A 50-yard gain on the play. That's the fifth first down of the night for Mountain Home. The ball is kept by McKay, running to the right side. He's inside the 25, down to the 24. They'll mark him at the 23, a gain of 3.
Brought down by a group of Raiders. Second and 8.
So second down coming up here. Well, if we have any more of those 50-yard gains and we're trying to run fast, our chain gang is going to have coordinators over there. Josh King, Dave King, and Chad Dewey over there. They cannot keep up. Second down and 8. The ball is given to Hershberger up the middle. He's got a big holder run through. He's got a first down inside the 15, down to about the 14-yard line.
Great job on the offensive line. Really open that outside zone type run up for him.
10-yard gain takes it to the 13-yard line. Check it. We'll mark it the 14 officially as they finally put the ball down. So first down, McKay hands it to Hershberger, left side. Hershberger, a little stop and go, move at the 10. He's near the 5 before he's pulled down. They're going to mark his knee at the 6, so it's going to be second and about 2 coming up.
It's not really a counter play, but it's kind of going counter to the movement on the offensive line. Nettleton going to call timeout.
7:01 left in the opening half. We're not at a 7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room, they do it all. Hats, t-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
7:01 left in this opening half. Mountain Home and Nettleton tied up at 7. And, Sonny, you and I both liking what we're seeing out of this offense the last two drives.
Definitely so. They've picked up the pace. Like I said, they went a little smaller on the offensive line, trying to get more movement, more quickness. And that's one thing Coach Arian, you heard him, I think we were talking about this year. His football teams, he likes those linemen. They have got to be quick, and they've got to be able to move.
So the Bombers with the ball at the 6-yard line. It's second down and about 2 from the 6. The ball is given to Hershberger up the middle. Heads a first down. He's near the goal line. He's in. Touchdown, Mountain Home. Hershberger with a 6-yard touchdown run.
He ran up there and attacked the line, not only the defensive line, but his offensive line. I think he pushed teammates and defenders into the end zone on his way for a touchdown. He was not going to get stopped a half yard short again.
He did it Harrison last week, but he got it on the next play, didn't he?
That's right. This time, though, he wasn't going to leave any doubt.
7:01 left in this first half. Now Shaner in for the extra point try. The kick is up, and it is good. 7:01 left in the first half. Mountain Home leading Nettleton 14-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Time. It's a commodity that's always in need yet can't be bought. What if you could have more time enjoying movies, games, and your favorite television and streaming entertainment simply by switching to Next, powered by NAEC? Plus, you'll get service you trust from local people right here in our community. Now is the time. Visit MyNextFiber.com and have more time for the important things in life with Next, powered by NAEC.
COVID-19 has changed the way we do some things.
But it has not changed the expert care at UAMS.
Whether you need emergency care
or to schedule an appointment at any of our clinics,
we're more than ready to safely care for you. whether in person or through a virtual visit, anywhere in Arkansas.
Don't put your health on hold.
UAMS Health, for a better state of health.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here comes the kickoff after Mountain Home's touchdown. This is going to be taken by one of the upmen at the 22-yard line at the 30, and trying to break out of that tackle, spinning to the 32-yard line that time was Eli Campbell for the Raiders. So Nettleton will have decent field position at about their own 32-yard line.
Got a little momentum, Brad. It's going to be imperative to get out here and have a good defensive stand, have another defensive effort like we saw the last series.
Exactly.
I think this is a game where you can get a couple of scores up and we'll see a big change in the complexion of the contest.
Bombers forced a three and out last time. Here's the ball kept by the quarterback. He's going to be hit in the backfield. Scarlett breaks out of the first tackle and the second tackle, and he's going to find his way to about a one-yard gain of what probably should have been about a three-yard loss.
Gain of 2 yards.
Got a good spot.
Second down and 8.
He did, didn't he? I'll mark him at the 33, a gain of about 2 on the play. 6:30 left in the opening half. Mountain Home up 14-7. Pugh's going to split out wide to the right side. They empty the backfield. Trips bunched up to the right side of the line, and the quarterback Scarlett's going to keep it. Hit immediately. Well played by Brock Boget. A gain of about a yard on the play.
He was flying in there 100 miles an hour. Great job. Does a great job of diagnosing plays, Brad.
He does.
We can see that tonight. He's right there in the middle of that screen. He sees that play developing right in there to lay a lick. That's very exciting to watch that effort.
Third and long here for the Raiders. Third at about 7 now. Scarlett looking to the right, to the sideline, rather, to get the play signaled in. They're still looking over. Now they're finally ready with 7 on the play clock. And he wants to pass, dropping straight back, looking to the left sideline, a man wide open. There wasn't a defender within 25 yards of the receiver that time, and Scarlett overthrows Kyle Tolley. Wow.
Yeah, that was just blown coverage, bad read.
A huge break for Mountain Home. There wasn't anybody anywhere close to that receiver.
Football, or the receiver wasn't close to the football either.
No,
he overthrew
thank goodness,
everybody.
Yes. So the Raiders ready to punt.
Justin Livingston.
Livingston to punt away again and gets away. Another good kick. This is going to back Logan Walker back up to the 20-yard line. Gets a block. He's out across the 30. Cuts it back. Stays on his feet at the 35-yard line. Escapes one tackle. They have his jersey. He's still fighting forward, and he's going to make it to about the 37-yard line. A great return from Logan Walker.
That is some tough running. Really thought he had a chance to break that a little bigger. I think the snapper got down there and got a hold of him.
Well, the Bomber defense, back-to-back three and outs. The offense has scored their last two possessions. Let's see if they can make it three in a row here with 5:13 left in this opening half. Bombers up 14-7. Mountain Home takes over their own 37-yard line. They'll have trips to the right side. Ball is kept down. The play action by McKay. Pass across the middle, complete to Drury at the 40. Drury, oh, he's tripped up from behind at the 37. He had a lot of room ahead of him, and one of the defender's feet got tangled with him, and he's down. They'll mark him at the 38.
Great job. He's running free. I really don't think Nettleton's going to be able to handle this as long as we can provide enough protection to get the passes off. We've got several guys running free in their secondary.
25-yard gain. Here's the draw to Hershberger. Oh, he's tripped up at the 35 and down to the 34. He had some room, too, if he hadn't been tripped up.
That was a really nice effort. That was a touchdown-saving tackle by the linebacker, Martise Buchanan.
So a 4-yard gain brings up second and 6. 4:32 left in the Opening half. Here's McKay. He takes it himself up the right sideline. He's at the 20 and knocked out of bounds near the 15, right at the 15-yard line. It's a 19-yard pickup.
He is about to break loose for a big night. There's nobody out there, nobody to touch him. He's 15 yards down the field before he even has to think about dealing with a defender.
Bombers with three plays on this drive, 25, 4, and 19. McKay on first down. Here's the option. He fakes the pitch. He keeps it himself, and he's going to be down inside the 10 to the 9 after a 6-yard gain.
Good, solid play, Brad, and I don't think we could have gone wrong even if he had pitched it. Both runners had good running alleys there and really going fast on this offense.
This Nettles defense on their heels with 4 minutes left in this first half. Bombers inside the 10. It's second down at about 4 here from the 9. McKay will give it to Hershberger, running to the left side, and he's going to be inside the 5. It's going to be a first down at the 4-yard line. A first and goal coming up for the Bombers.
Nice power running.
That's the 10th first down of this first half for Mountain Home. McKay will give it to Hershberger, right up the middle. Gage bowls his way into the end zone for the touchdown. 3 trips in a row down the field for this Mountain Home offense that has ended with touchdowns.
Just running right up the interior line. Tate Pinka, Jaden Lake. That right side did a great job, and I wouldn't be surprised if we don't try and catch him here. Nope, we're going to go back to it. One of these days we're going to have to use this swinging gate.
Yes. So, Shaner in to attempt the extra point, and we imagine this, another penalty on an extra point. We've had 4 penalties on 4 extra point plays tonight.
And that's the thing, Nettleton, they've struggled on the extra point both when they have the ball and when they're on defense.
Yes.
And actually, you know, a lot of kickers, they don't like to move it. A lot of times they'll just decline that penalty, yes. But we moved it up a yard. And they jumped again.
They didn't come across the line this time. Shaner's extra point is good. 3:39 left of the first half. The Bombers lead Nettleton 21-7. You're listening to Bomber Football Classic Hits 101.7.
The time is now to come see why Nasari Home Mortgage was voted the number one mortgage lender in the Twin Lakes area 6 years in a row. We have the expertise to fill your mortgage needs. Whether you are a first-time home buyer, are refinancing, or seeking a VA loan, let us help you get to the end zone. Cheer those Bombers and give us a call at 870-425-8351 or visit nasarimortgage.com. NMLS 136034, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bombers!
CenterPoint Energy takes many steps to help ensure the safety of gas lines in your community and shares important tips like the following. A distinct odor similar to rotten eggs is added to natural gas. If you smell it, clear the area and immediately call CenterPoint Energy. Plus, always remember to call 811 before you dig or begin an outdoor project. Natural gas is one of the safest fuels. To find more tips, visit centerpointenergy.com/gas safety.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the kickoff taken by Scales at the 15-yard line. The return up the middle. He's hit at the 29 and stacked up there. And that's where the Raiders will start their next possession of the evening with 3:33 left in this first half. Well, Sonny, we saw Nettleton on their last possession get a man open in the secondary. Luckily, he was overthrown. Late in the first half here, you got to be careful. You've got all the momentum. You're gonna get the football to start the second half. You can't let anything big happen here.
You can't let a big play happen. You can't do something dumb with a penalty. You know, that's one thing we struggled with. We really kind of fueled that first long drive they had. We gave them so much on that drive.
Yes. So the Raiders from their own 29. Scarlett pumps once, looks long down the left sideline. The receiver's behind 2 defenders again. That's Tolley, but again, Scarlett overthrows him by about 8 or 9 yards.
Scarlett would display a little bit of touch on these passes. He's just kind of hauling off and throwing. If he'd put a little more arc on it and let him run under the ball, he just split the 2 defenders that time.
Yeah. Second and 10. They were bound to determine to go back to that play again just to fly route right up the sideline. And now Mountain Home jumps off sides. Well, Bojay was trying to time that, and he got up to the line of scrimmage. They hadn't snapped it yet. And
guess he, wrong.
He tried to put the brakes on, but it didn't work.
Remaining second down.
That's the third penalty for 15 yards against Mountain Home. So
I don't mind the aggressive mistake
right.
as much.
Second down and five now for the Raiders with 3:28 left in the first half. Scarlett, three-step drop, sets up the screen to Scales. Scales runs back to the middle part of the field away from his blockers, but looks like he's going to have a first down. He's right at the 39-yard line.
Depending on which spot they use, if they use the far spot, he'll be short.
And the official trying to put the ball down looks one way, looks the other, and he's like, guys, you're a yard apart. What are we doing here? And so then he comes to the guy on the near sideline, and I'm with you, Sonny. I think from this spot they're going to have it.
Depending on the job our chain gang does.
Well, they're worn out. They can't keep up with the Mountain Home offense right now, as fast-paced as they are.
Well, you know, you're giving the chain gang a hard time. I saw the white hat pull the towel off and wipe the top of his head off in between plays while ago when he got a break. Sometimes it's pretty tough on officials, too, when they start playing fast like that.
Well, I mentioned Josh King, Dave King, Chad Dewey, and then Bailey Bonehammer's over there just kind of supervising. He's not doing anything.
He's on the clip.
There you go. He's got it rough, doesn't he? So they'll have to bring the chains all the way from the other side. And they'll stretch them out here, and let's see if it's a first down or not for Nettleton. And it is.
It's a Nettleton
not by
down.
Much.
Nope, it was close. Nettleton had back-to-back three and outs for the offense, and they'll get a first down this drive. Their eighth of the evening, Mountain Home with 10. Of course, Mountain Home's had some big plays, 50 yards, 25 yards, 19 yards.
You know, we're seeing the offense look a little more like it looked like against Highland.
Yes,
that run, with
the scrimmage,
the
yes.
Running and the passing. You know, Harrison ended up just being pretty much exclusively the run game that fueled things. But we're having a good time doing what we want to do.
Nettleton empties the backfield. Scarlett looking to pass right side. Scales drops the football. He turned and started to run before he had his hands wrapped around it completely, and it's incomplete.
Got to catch it before he can run.
Boy, it's obvious Scales is Scarlett's favorite target. He finds him all the time.
Yeah, he's got a lot of quickness, a lot of shimmy to him.
He's a 5'8", 147-pound sophomore. 2:55 left in the first half. Bombers up 21-7 on Nettleton. High snap. Scarlett loses a handle on it. Then he's hit, and he's going to be dropped back at the 25-yard line. It's a 14-yard loss on the sack.
Moses Adams in there. Ofa Valdez, Quentin Brill. Basically a jailbreak. Mountain Home, once the ball got loose, the whole defensive line was able to just fly in there.
They're going to mark it at the 26, so officially a 13-yard loss. It is third and 23 here for the Raiders. 2:20 left in the first half. Now, the Raiders are going to let the play clock run down here. Mount Home has a couple of timeouts left. They'll save those for offense, hopefully, if they can hold here. And now Nettleton takes a timeout. 2:08 left in the first half. Bombers up 21-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, 2:08 left in the opening half, 21-7. Mountain Home with the lead over Nettleton. The Bombers with a couple of timeouts left if they can hold here and get the football back. It's third and 23 for the Raiders at their own 26-yard line. Bombers going to spread that defense here and back the defensive backs up a little further than usual. Scarlett dropping straight back. looking across the middle, lets it fly. One man there, and that's McKay. He picks it off at the 25-yard line. Here comes Bryce up the right sideline, trying to get a block. He does. Still on his feet at the 35, at the 40. And then he's going to be tackled at the 43-yard line. First turnover of the night. Mountain Home takes advantage, and Mountain Home with 1:52 left in this half.
That was the change that we were seeing in these obvious passing situations, slipping Bryce McKay back in there. He's a heck of an outfielder on the baseball team, and that's what he did. He ran it down like a fly ball to have the interception.
Boy, Scarlett just continues to overthrow his receivers. He just lets it fly. So the Bombers take over at their own 44-yard line with 1:52 left in this first half. McKay. Play action. Pumps once. Pumps twice. Looking down the field. He has a man open. It's caught. Touchdown, Mountain Home. Logan Walker up the left side. And the Bombers with a 56-yard touchdown. And Mountain Home with a 3-touchdown lead.
We finally turned the tables on him, Brad. We got our own receiver running free right down the field. Beautiful throw by McKay. All he had to do was run under it and haul it in. And here we have a touchdown. We didn't need 2 minutes, did we, Brad?
We didn't need those timeouts, did we?
Might be able to use them and get the ball back.
That's possible with 1:44 left. Well, will Nettleton jump off sides this time? Nope, not this time. The kick by Shaner is up, and it is good. 1:44 left in the first half. It's Mountain Home 28, Nettleton 7. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Hi, Bill.
Hey, you.
You don't remember my name, do you? You have 27 guesses. Go.
Jane.
No.
Jenny.
No.
You don't always get 27 chances, but with the new $50,000 payout scratch-off from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, you can win 27 times with more than $20 million in total prizes.
No.
Scarlett.
Wrong.
Lauren.
That's it.
Yes. So how do we know each other again?
Forget it.
Get your ticket today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Scales with the kickoff return out to about the 27, about six Bombers there to tackle him. And, Sonny, we're seeing this Bomber team play right now like we haven't seen in a long time. Boy, they've got some momentum.
They've got momentum, and they're having fun just like we're having fun up here talking about it. Scales almost gave the ball back right there when he got hit. He was carrying that thing like a loaf of bread, almost come flying out of there. You know, it'd be interesting to see if Nettleton just tries to get this thing in the half without further damage.
1:40 left before halftime. Scarlett going to roll out to the right side, looking to pass, and it's complete. Nice job on the far sideline, getting the tiptoes in. That was Ken Warren McShann, who makes the catch at the 40 for a 12-yard gain.
Good little sprint out action there. Sprint out, nice little 12-yard out type route. Hit him there at the sticks, get out of bounds, set up for the next play.
1:35 left in the half. Nettleton from their own 40. Across the middle, the ball complete. Once again, that's going to be Scales on the reception. He gets hit hard and dropped at the 47 of Mountain Home. It's a 13-yard pass play.
Brody Patterson was there to meet him. He almost met him as soon as the ball got there. Kept from any gain. Put him back in the huddle and see if we can get him to make a mistake.
First down for the Mountain Home 47. Scarlett to pass again. Looks to his left. It's intercepted by Mountain Home. Stockton picks it off at the 37-yard line. He runs into a man, breaks away from that tackle inside the 50, down to the 45-yard line. Mountain Home with their second pick in the last two possessions.
Great job. Stockton hauled that in off the carom. That went off the hands of number six, Kyle Tolley, who's their best receiver. Right into the vicinity of Stockton, reached out, grabbed it, pulled it in. Great running back. And now we have 1:07 left, the ball at their 45, playing fast. trying to get another seven before the break.
Bombers with two timeouts left as well, trying to expand a 28-7 lead before the half arrives. Trips to the left side for Mountain Home. And the ball is kept by McKay on the play action. Looks to pass. Oh, it's a little behind the receiver who fell down. He was looking once again for Logan Walker. He has slipped and was down, and the pass is incomplete.
Wasn't the best thrown ball that Bryce has had tonight, and I think that he might have tripped up his footing a little bit. It's just timing. Get that timing down. Throw those quick strikes. 1:02 left, though. The clock stopped. Got time for you can run or pass. You have no limitations right here on what you have to do.
So 2nd and 10 for Mountain Home, and they will run it this time. This is Hershberger, hit at the line of scrimmage, backs up, and he's going to fight his way for about a 2-yard gain to the 43-yard line. 49 seconds left in the half. The Bombers hurry to the line of scrimmage now. I like that run there, kind of keep that defense honest. Now McKay is going to roll out to his left. Has a receiver, a little high and incomplete. Intended for Dylan Drury, and the pass was just a little high.
Had a man open. Just one of those things you got to get used to, you know. You're pumped up. Throw is a little high.
So now 4th down for Mountain Home. 4th down and about 8 here. They'll take a timeout and talk it over. With 34 seconds left in the half, Mountain Home leads it 28-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Bombers are working hard for success. This is Mike Stockton, financial advisor at FSIS Group. When you work as hard for your money, you don't want to take chances with risky investments. We believe in informed investing and will help you find investments that align with your goals. For sound investment advice, call us at 870-701-5160. That's 870-701-5160, located in Mountain Home. FSIS Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, life well planned.
Your home for Mountain Home Bomber football is KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. Classic Hits 101.7.
34 seconds left in the half. Bombers up 28-7. And now Mountain Home's decided to punt the football.
Be a good time for a little chicanery.
It would, wouldn't it? McKay, the quarterback's the punter, and he will kick it away. Nobody back deep for the Raiders. It's going to go out of bounds, and I'll have to figure out where this is going to be spotted. It's going to be somewhere in the vicinity of the 15-yard line or so.
I'll take inside the 20.
They're going to mark it at about the 13, it looks like.
Spotted at the 13-yard line.
I know we all wanted to see another touchdown tacked on, but I do like that. And you look at this because you're going to get the ball back to start the second half. So don't take any chances and just punt it away. And hopefully you can hold them here and take that lead into the end zone. Into the halftime, I should say.
That's right. Take it into the halftime. Got Bryce McKay back playing in that deep center field, not wanting to get anything back too far.
Scarlett, they're going to hand it off to Pugh. They're going to keep it on the ground. Pugh with a nice run out across the 20, and then he's going to be knocked out of bounds. He's got a first down run. And now the bounds with 24 seconds left. He'll be out to the 26, a pickup of about 13 on the play.
Bombers have done a real good job, though, keeping both Pugh and Scarlett in check in the running game.
That was one of the things when we talked to Coach Erie yesterday, he was most concerned about was the running game. So first down here for the Raiders, 24 seconds left in the half. Scarlett, play action, wants to pass, is complete to Scales, hit immediately and dropped right at the 25-yard line. Tina Bashirs with the hit for the Bombers.
The old screener, the receiver out there, is putting on a block, didn't put much of a block on.
He
was lucky. Tatum could have got loose a little faster. He probably got over there and tried to pick that off.
That was a loss of 1 on the complete pass back to the 25. And that's going to end the first half. Boy, these Bomber fans on their feet, deservedly so. Mountain Home will take a 21-point lead into the locker room at halftime, leading Nettleton 28-7. This is going to open some eyes around the state of Arkansas when folks see this score. 28-7, Mountain Home with the lead. We'll take a break, begin halftime in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We We've made it to halftime, which means the Acumen Audio Halftime Show is ready to roll. We've got stats, interviews, and scores from games around the state, all coming up on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio
knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from SolarGuard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
Life can be difficult to manage under normal circumstances, but with the current challenges posed by COVID-19, depression and anxiety levels for many are higher now than ever before.
And if you're feeling overwhelmed by the recent guidelines and headlines, reach out to the team at Families Inc.
Families Inc. is still scheduling telehealth and face-to-face office visits to help patients find safe and healthy ways to cope with the coronavirus.
Visit them online at familiesinc.net to locate your local clinic. Families Inc. is here, as always, to help you shape a healthier, happier life for you and your family.
COVID-19 has presented a number of challenges, and unfortunately, identity theft is one of them. FNBC is proud to offer cobalt checking with ID Protect to defend against fraud. ID Protect gives you regular access to 3-in-1 credit reports, credit monitoring, and much more. Should fraud occur, ID Protect can help you restore your credit. Stop by one of the 11 locations or visit online at fnbc.us. There's only one you, and cobalt checking at FNBC helps keep it that way.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, certain rules and restrictions apply.
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.